What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today I want to highlight a upcoming game called Eternites. Now, this is something that I honestly, until a few hours ago, was not really even on my radar. I gave a little bit to any cares or interest in, but sometimes certain things keep coming across your radar, whether it be, you know, you're scrolling through social media, YouTube, whatever, and you keep seeing stuff and you're like, I don't know. And that's kind of where this was. So Eternites was originally revealed over a year ago at a PlayStation State of Play. And of course, at the time, I'm like, whatever, you know, I'm not really paying too much attention or whatever. Well, to kind of boil it down in a nutshell or whatever, so this game is coming out actually earlier than what it was originally scheduled for. They moved the date up to next week, September 12th. And it is kind of described as like a mixture between a game with some Persona elements, some kind of like Devil May Cry / Bayonetta, fast-paced combat, and they are kind of classifying as like a dating action game. And so hearing all these different things and looking at some GIFs and stuff, and I was like, you know what, maybe I'll give this a fair shake. And so there was a free demo for it on Steam. Now, unfortunately, my little laptop is not designed for gaming. It is a very basic laptop I got a couple years ago, but this game was pushing my laptop to the limits because I was hoping to record some gameplay to show y'all, but I'll just kind of play one of these trailers real quick while I talk a little bit. But yeah, so the game is coming out, like I said, next week. It's going to be on PS4, PS5, timed exclusive, and it's also going to be on Steam and Epic on PC for the time being. And so one of the things that I really enjoyed about my time playing the game, so like I mentioned, it's kind of got some dating sim type of stuff a little bit, like it's a little bit of like Persona. So you're meeting people, you have companions and things like that to kind of go with you along on your journey. And so it was kind of interesting because honestly, immediately the first thing that stood out when I was playing the demo is that it legit made me laugh and chuckle a few times. Like, there was a couple of things that was happening because the game kind of, or at least like the demo, started out with you talking with, I think he's like your childhood best friend or whatever. He's trying to get you on a dating app and stuff, you know, get you, you know, talking to some girls and stuff. And just some of the dialogue and the banter was just really fun. And when I got to this moment here where you kind of walk around your apartment or whatever, and there's a box of tissue on the counter on your table, and you kind of click on it or whatever, and it says, "At least I have you, tissue box." I was like, okay, all right, game, you got me. Maybe I'll see what else you got going on. And yeah, so like I mentioned, so basically it seems like there's like this some type of apocalyptic situation happening. I guess is the kind of best way to phrase it. And you pretty much end up going through kind of like a Persona type of game, which, to be honest, I've really only ever played a little bit of Persona 4 Golden back in the day, but I know some of like the general basics of that series or whatever. Basically, you're going through different dungeons and stuff for the combat sections, as I'm showing here on the screen. Like I mentioned, it's a little bit like fast-paced, you know, like Devil May Cry. You know, there's like a slowdown mechanic to where if you dodge at the right time, you know, things will slow down. You can get some extra hits on, kind of like a Witch Time in Bayonetta. So that's pretty cool. Of course, it seems like you're going to have a handful of different girls you can talk to from this, I think this like famous pop idol that you run into, a childhood best friend, and some of the other ones. There wasn't really too much of that in the demo that they had or whatever, but they put out, you know, some of it in like the trailers or whatever. So it'd be kind of interesting to see like how some of that stuff kind of plays out. And another kind of thing, kind of like that's them running through some of the dungeons, but is that kind of like Persona and certain games like this, there's also kind of like a time limit to things as well. So you're kind of like having to juggle your time between, you know, doing social things with your friends, with your dates and stuff, and then also going out and exploring, fighting these infected monsters, demons, whatever they are. Well, I know at least like some of the ones I saw, they're infected people. Like I said, some weird thing went off and kind of like started transforming people or whatever. But all in all, it was a pretty fun experience. The demo was about 90 minutes or so from what I remember, or maybe about, because I played it a good chunk of time, whatever, so it may be at least an hour and some change if I'm remembering that correctly. But yeah, and like I said, it was genuinely funny, and just like my type of humor. Like I said, the game looks very beautiful. I forgot to mention there are some like animated cutscenes and stuff in the game for certain things, so that's been kind of interesting to see. And the animated scenes looked really dope and really cool, so I look forward to seeing more of those in the game. And so this was one, like I said, it wasn't really on my radar at all before this, but now it's definitely something that I don't know if I'm gonna get around to it at launch, but this definitely kind of showed me like the potential. And this is kind of like another good reminder. And these are some of the character art for like some of like the main cast of characters and stuff. But it just reminded me, or just reminded to all of us, to like, hey, don't judge a book by its cover. And sometimes, you know what, maybe step out of like your usual comfort zone or the normal things that you play, watch, read, whatever, and try out some new stuff. Like I said, and those of y'all that follow me for a while, I do that with a lot of the manga I talk about, anime, TV shows, etc. So I hope to continue to do that with, you know, video games and stuff as well, to try to bring more things to y'all's attention that, you know, some of the more mainstream or bigger sites and channels and stuff might not be talking about. But and the voice acting and stuff I thought was pretty well, pretty much from what I saw so far, everybody is fully voiced except for your character. You do get to name your character, and you know, of course, like when they'll say the full sentence of stuff and then just like have your name, they're like, hey, this is my friend, and then they'll just put the name or whatever. So like I said, it seems like it's gonna be a nice fun mix of some comedy and fun and humor moments. Cause like I said, like I mentioned a while ago, with that one part with, you know, you talking to the tissue box, and then there was like some moments to where you talking to your best friend about like, yeah man, you remember that time we stole some dirty magazines from your grandpa's house, and just little stuff like that. You know, like I said, like the kind of like jokes with like the online dating apps and different stuff like that. I'm just very excited, like I said, to kind of get into it. And like the with the dialogue and stuff as well, there was like this kind of like some like interesting things to where, depending on how you responded to certain questions and stuff, sometimes it would, you know, be like, you know, plus one confidence, or plus, you know, two this, or plus three that, or whatever. So it's kind of neat to just see like how your dialogue choices will of course affect your relationship with different characters. And I'm not sure how that might play out in the combat and stuff, because like I said, with the combat and the demo so far, it was really just you're the main character, the guy that you played as or whatever. But as you see from the screenshots and from the trailers or whatever, that a lot more of the cast seemingly get involved and stuff in the combat. So I'm very interested to see more of this. Like I said, I truly wish that my poor little laptop was strong enough for me to capture my gameplay from the demo. But like I said, hey, if you have a pretty decent PC, I highly recommend going on Steam and downloading the free demo and checking it out for yourself, and then let me know what you think. It is very strange though that there is no demo on freaking PS5, because it seems like Sony and PlayStation have like a marketing deal. Well, obviously because it's going to be timed exclusive on a system, but it feels like a missed opportunity to have this really cool demo not be on your platform and stuff, because like, okay, you're going through all this marketing and money deals and stuff whatever to get it as an exclusive, whatever, was like, hey, go that extra mile. Because when I searched for it online or whatever, it was like Reddit posts and Twitter posts and all the stuff where people being like, yo, PS5 demo win, PlayStation demo win, or whatever, and little to no response on social media from the devs and stuff, which is unfortunate. But like I said, hey, that is why I wanted to do my part to maybe put this on somebody else's radar out there. Like I said, if you like I said, games kind of like Persona-esque with some like fast-paced action and like some dating sim stuff and kind of a race against the clock, so to speak, or whatever, then this might be one worth checking out. Like I mentioned, the game is coming out next week. It's going to be for $30. But I think they have like a slight like day one discount where it's gonna be like 26 or whatever. So like a few bucks off. Like I said, it's gonna be PS4, PS5, Steam, and Epic Game Store. So yeah. So but who knows? I might end up pulling out some coins for this one, because like I said, it's just something very different from what I normally play, and you know, I like to try to, you know, continue to broaden my horizons about the stuff I talk about and share and stuff. So, but with that being said, thank you so much for watching. As always, make sure you're following and subscribed. You can find me everywhere at Danny's to Talk. And who knows, maybe I might, if I do finally get to pick up the game on my PS5, maybe I'll finally get to post a little bit of a gameplay, whatever. But this would definitely probably be one I would definitely record offline, because like I said, there's some kind of risque moments or whatever, and seemingly might be more with what they kind of tease and some of the marketing stuff. So but we'll see. But anyway, thank y'all once again for watching, and let me know if you're interested in the game, and if you've checked out the demo, or if you're looking forward to playing the game when it comes out next week. And as always, I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.